Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I can't believe we're already in September. How is that even possible? This year is going to be over before we know it. So I always say, let's just make every single day special. And of course, that's what my show is all about, the brighter side of life. And I hope that you are starting your day today in a positive way. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. And feel free to text us or call us. I do want to invite you to be a part of our newsletter that goes out every single Friday. And if you're not already on it, please join. We don't share your emails with anyone. We just want to make sure that you are getting to know the people that I have on my show and all the events that we have going. And so, again, please get your name and your email on the Kim Pagano Show, and that is, again, 805-419-0008. I want to remind you that if you are just driving in your car and you get to your office or you get to your next destination, you can listen on kbta.com, stream us there, and also you can follow us throughout our social. Every single morning, I'm posting positive things to really embrace your day. So with that, I always love to start our show with something uplifting and talking about embracing. I really encourage you to embrace your uniqueness within you, for that's what makes you shine. And so with that, I have a great show for you today. And of course, I have my first guest, Crystal Bauer. She is a leading wellness expert, plus sought out corporate keynote. She's done TEDx speaker who hosts the top 1% self-improvement. She has a podcast, Live Greatly. I love anything that's making us live our best life possible. That's really my gift in life to share with you. So again, let's welcome Crystal. Thank you so much for being here.
Kim, I am so excited to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, tell us a little bit how you got started and why this is your passion.
Yeah, of course. So that's a big question. You know, I always knew I wanted to go, right? It's like, tell me your life story. Well, I always knew I wanted to go into a field where I helped people, and what that looked like has kind of changed throughout the trajectory of my life. But originally, I practiced in healthcare, and I worked in different fields and different areas of medicine. And more recently, I was working in an integrative psychiatry practice, working with people who are feeling really stressed or anxious or depressed or going through different things in their lives. And so I practiced as a physician assistant. And then what I did is I ended up going back to school, and I became an integrative medicine fellow, really looking at all the things that go into well-being, all the different components from environment, relationships, what we eat, nutrition and movement, all of those things. And I learned a lot. And what I decided throughout that journey, a lot of self-discovery, was that I wanted to branch out. I wanted to reach more people. I wanted to get out of just the one-on-one and start to talk to larger groups. And so that's when I left clinical practice in 2019. And then I started my company, Live Greatly, really an educational media platform where I do a lot of keynote speaking, a lot of corporate training. And then I have my podcast, doing all sorts of different things here. But the goal is really the same, you know, to inspire people, to help them live their best lives personally, professionally, and hopefully have more meaning and happiness and fulfillment in their lives as well.
Got it. I love it. And so do people work with you? Tell us about, first of all, what is a time makeover? I mean, I love that. Like, do we get a replay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that one more time? A time makeover?
A time makeover, yes.
The time makeover piece, that's not something that I necessarily have talked about, so I'm not sure around that angle, the time makeover piece. But, you know, with what I'm doing now, I'm doing a lot of keynote speaking, so I'll go and talk to different corporations, different events, and I talk a lot about redefining work-life balance, reframing inner dialogue, stress management, and I just pull from all of these different things that I learned throughout my training and then through my life experiences to help people really identify areas where they're being held back, where they're not fulfilled. And then a lot of times what ends up happening is we can get stuck just going through the motions, and you can be maybe not fulfilled, not happy, but that's just still within your comfort zone because people are afraid of change a lot. So trying to identify, build awareness around what areas of my life am I stuck, and then getting the courage and the insight to be able to make a shift to move in a more empowering direction.
So, okay, I love that. So when you say, you know, balance, what does that mean exactly? That's kind of like we're all pivoting from this, you know, we're still talking about it, the pandemic, okay? Some of us are living at home and working at home, right? And so how do you transfer over to that balance? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, no, I would love to. And actually, so my TEDx talk that I did, with the title of it was Redefining Work-Life Balance in a COVID-19 World. So, and this is something that I talk a lot about. I'm actually working on my first book, which is going to be around this topic as well. But the big thing that I found is that the idea of work-life balance is really outdated. And if you look, you know, maybe back in the 1960s, 1970s, before we had all this technology and all these pulls on our attention and being accessible at all times, maybe it was a little bit more feasible. But I think in modern times with computers and cell phones and, you know, there's constant distractions and there's so much stuff happening at all hours of the day. And I think this idea of like work is segmented into this box and life is segmented into this box is just not realistic. And I do also think that it can lead to a sense of feeling guilty, like I'm not doing this right, a sense of pressure, like a pressure to get it right. So I've kind of shied away from that and I lean more into work-life integration. Like how can you add more fun, more meaning, more purpose, more just fulfillment into your everyday moments? And that includes work and life. And also, you know, an idea of work-life harmony, a sense of inner balance. Because life outside of you is not always going to be balanced. Like there's going to be times where certain things are going to require your attention, whether it's family or your job, or depending what chapter it is in your life. So I think it's more about how are we showing up and what are we prioritizing and how are we really organizing our life, our professional life, our personal life, so that it works for us, so that it's meaningful for us. And that's a really unique thing.
I love that. And I honestly, that's, you know, it's funny. It's like, I have simplified my home. Okay. I used to, there's like, you know, you love stuff, right? But how much stuff do you really need? So that's one thing that has just brought peace to my life of simplifying. Do I really need it? Am I touching, you know, that same paper over and over and over again, right? But what are some of the tips that you really share, you know, to do this?
Yeah, you know, I think the first step with this is developing a relationship, a better relationship with yourself. So gaining self-awareness, this is something that it kind of can sound really easy, but it's not. There's so many layers here and it's constantly evolving. But sometimes, as I said, you can just kind of get stuck going through the motions, responding, reacting to things in the same way without really having a higher perspective and feeling stuck. And maybe there's some limiting beliefs about what you can do, what you can't do, what you're good at, what you're bad at. Maybe you picked it up from something someone said to you years ago and it's stuck. Who knows?
But it's an old story you keep repeating.
Yeah, like you're carrying, you know, we're all carrying these like invisible backpacks around of like stuff, right? And stories and beliefs and about ourselves. And a lot of these things just are not true. But the behaviors that we have may be reinforcing those limiting beliefs or those limiting behaviors. So I think the first step, as I said, is really discovering where you're holding yourself back, and then discovering what really matters to you. Like, what's really important to you? What are your core values? And how, and then based on that, like, how do you want to live your life? Like, where do you want to focus your time and your energy to be able to really have a fulfilling, meaningful life? So first step, get to know yourself. Mindfulness can be really helpful with this. Meditation. There's so many different things you can do to start this journey of self-discovery. But once you have kind of this awareness, maybe, oh my gosh, I respond to this situation with self-doubt every time, you know, and when I have self-doubt in this area, it holds me back from taking action and doing something that could propel me forward in my career, for example. So if you identify that limitation, well, then here's the good news. You can choose to respond in a new way. You don't have to keep doing the same thing day in, day out. You can then really have intention and awareness to say, you know what, this is not equaling the life I want to live, and I'm going to try mm-hmm. something new. So I think that's a really great starting point for people.
Yeah, I really love that. And so do you teach this, or tell me how you work with people?
Sure. Well, I do a lot of speaking where I'm hired by, you know, event mm-hmm. planners or corporations, where I'll go and do different keynotes or corporate training where I talk to groups, or it doesn't have to be corporations, you know, it can be a different events or organizations where I'll get hired to come in and talk to groups and inspire and motivate and educate around these topics. I don't do one-on-one. So I do, again, group trainings, group speaking, and different conferences, events, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. I also have my podcast. And so I do, two shows a week, and I do an interview, and then I'll do something I call a 2 minutes of motivation episode, where I share insights and inspiration, and I also share a lot on social media. I do some writing. I do some writing as a contributor for Entrepreneur, some other outlets. So really, I just try and get this
you
message
sound
out
like
there.
Me. Okay,
right?
we're trying to fill the world with goodness and happiness,
yes.
and you know,
yes.
and how to really turn every day into a wonderful day. I love that. Well, I definitely want to listen, and maybe I could be a guest on your show, and we can, you know, chat even more. I love that.
That would be amazing, Kim.
Yeah. So give me it's funny. It's one of my favorite days, but you know, a lot of people, it's Monday, you know, and
yeah.
How do you set the stage for having an incredible week?
So one thing that I think everybody can do is tweak how you start your morning. And you know, I think there's a lot of talk around morning routine and, you know,
yep.
you have to be diligent and do this and do that. I don't want anyone to stress out about this, because that's going to have the opposite effect. Don't stress about your morning routine, but
right.
recognize that how you start your morning will impact your day, and then how mm-hmm. you know, your days impact your weeks, your months, years, your life. So it's really important that you start your day in a way that feels good to you. And that might mean taking 5 minutes to sit by yourself and do some breathing exercises, maybe do a little gratitude journaling, maybe meditate, maybe go for a walk outside, or maybe take a little bit longer and get a good workout in, reading some inspiring words, you know, enjoying your morning cup of coffee, doing something that's uplifting. But another key thing for the morning, I think this is really important for everyone to do, is to really set an intention for yourself. Like, how do you want to show up? How do you want to show up? Because the world is going to come at you in different directions and try and sometimes get you off course, right? So it's important that we stay grounded in
I love
who
that.
We are.
I always say, and don't let your day get hijacked, right?
Yeah, totally. Right.
I mean, you know, yeah. So you kind of have your little plan. Don't overwhelm yourself, because we all try to like do 100 things in one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, this is just one gift in your journey, right? And how do you make it your best?
Yes, definitely. And recognize you can have a plan for the best day, and then life can throw you a curveball. So I think it's really important to be kind to yourself, to have self-compassion, and to be able to adapt, you know, where things come up. And if you have something planned and you know, maybe you have a flat tire, maybe the internet
is just
going to
say yes. Yep.
Like life happens. So it's recognize like you can handle what comes your way. Like give yourself just a pat on the back. Like you've got this. The morning is just a great time to be your own biggest advocate and be like, all right, we've got this. Like we, you know, and this is how I want to show up today. And you can come back to that then throughout the day.
I love it. And Crystal, you're talking yourself right there, right?
Excuse me.
You're talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself right there.
Like you've got this, right? You've got this, Kim. You've got this, Crystal, right? You know, I mean, we have to be our own best friend. We have to be our own cheerleaders. And if we don't, and, you know, and some of us talk so hard to ourselves, we don't give ourselves any grace.
That is so true. And I think it's just important to recognize that, you know, mistakes are going to happen. Setbacks mm-hmm. are going to happen. That's part of life. So it's trying to learn from those experiences, you know, make things right where you can, and then move forward, you know, forgive yourself, be kind to yourself. And so this kind of comes back to what I was talking about earlier, is really working on that relationship with yourself. And in the morning, you know, if you take a little bit of time in the morning, that is really helping with this whole process. Just like becoming more connected to who you really are, who you aspire to be, your goals, and trying to just adjust your life in little ways to kind of get back on track if you veered off course a little bit.
I love it. I love it. Again, Crystal Beyer, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast, because after it airs here on the radio, then it goes on to our podcast, the Kim Pagano Show. And share our show with everybody. I really love your outlook. I think we're totally in line with each other, and it's all good stuff.
Amazing, Kim. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day, too.
You as well.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking with Manhattan of Camarillo, located in Santa Rosa Valley, right here off of Santa Rosa Road. And they've got Thursday night comedy night, and that is September 7th. And we would love you to join them. You definitely have to go on Eventbrite and get that handled right there. But we're going to hear a little bit about it from Tom and Rochelle. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Girl. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, one of my favorite restaurants, Manhattan of Camarillo. They've got like so many things happening there, I have to say. And if you like beer, they've got their beer garden. If you like a nice, quiet, romantic dinner, they've got another part of their restaurant. You like music, you like comedy. You've got it all, and they have great food. So today, first of all, I want to thank them for being one of our great sponsors. And, of course, Tom Petrucci is here. He is the manager of Manhattan of Camarillo. And, of course, joining him is Rochelle Marie, and she is in charge of all the comedians that are going to be coming on. And we would love to invite you. That is Thursday, September 7th. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Tom, are you there?
I am, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for taking time out of your day to come on here and share this with us. And Rochelle, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Kim.
Hey, how are you? I'm excited. I love comedy. And I know that you've got some of my friends that are going to be in there, too. And
yes.
Yeah, so I'm excited to hear about it, and I want to invite my listeners to be a part of this day. I know that I've got a couple friends that are already, like, I've been putting this out there, so it's going to be a crazy fun night, which I'm sure it always is. But Tom, talk to us a little bit about how people get their tickets, and then Rochelle, we'll talk to you about who's going to be playing.
Sounds great.
Yeah. We've done comedy. We're doing kind of a comedy series, and we're trying to do it, every 3 months or so at the restaurant. So we've had great success with some local talent from, either the LA or Southern California area, Ventura County. And they're just, it's all about fun, and I think that's what the Manhattan is all about. So it was just a kind of a natural fit to bring in comedians and have a little comedy while you dine. So
I love that. Yeah, yeah. And not only that, it's a very casual. People are, having a light meal or a nice, beautiful dinner, and yet you've got. It's kind of a dinner club. I love the atmosphere. So I'm excited. So
So I know that they don't call, they need reservations, correct? Because you're doing it a little different. So I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get their tables and their tickets.
Right, correct. I mean, they can certainly call a restaurant for information, general information about the night, but tickets are purchased through Eventbrite. So you go onto their website, eventbrite.com. And then you can search Comedy Camarillo.
And then also the link is on your calendar, right? If you go to the Manhattan, the website, you can click on the 7th of September, and that should come up. And then the link is on that part of the Manhattan of Camarillo website. So that's also a good way to get it.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to have this in my newsletter. So for our listeners that are driving going, how do I get this, right? It's so easy, and I'm sure you can even go on Eventbrite, and it will come up, just Manhattan of Camarillo.
Well, it would actually come up as Get to the Punch Presents Comedy at the Manhattan. So Get to the Punch is the actual company that puts the show together, and comedians come to the restaurant, and we do our thing.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you a question. Who's going to be up on stage?
Okay, so headlining is Eddie Pence. Pence is he's an actor. He is a comedian. He's a podcaster. He does it all. He's hilarious. If you've ever seen him, he's at all. He's been at all the clubs. He's toured all the clubs in LA. He is a Hollywood local. We have Tom McClain is featuring, and he is actually a Ventura County local.
Yeah, he's our friend. He's been on the radio with us here, so we love him.
Yes.
Tom. Yep.
He's a mutual friend. And then we have another local, Ventura County local, and her name is Melanie Baldonado, and she is hilarious. I will be your host, Rochelle Marie. And if you want more links or another easy way to get to the link for tickets, you can go to Get to the Punch Productions on Instagram, and the link is in the bio. So that's another easy way to get tickets. That's Get to the Punch Productions, and that's on Instagram.
Cool. Tom, back to you. Okay, talk to us about, you know, we can have dinner there. Talk to us about the restaurant, and so that, you know, everybody's mouth is already watering. Watering for fun and laughter and yet great food.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, the idea at Manhattan is to bring three things together is food, service, and atmosphere. And, you know, we've really concentrated on keeping the menu fresh with new things. We've added some bone-in steaks. We have a porterhouse, and we have a bone-in ribeye now. We brought in a pork chop. And so we're just trying to, and we've also added some items to the happy hour menu as well. So, you know, if you haven't been to the Manhattan, there's really something for everyone culinary-wise, because we have, on the inside, it's a little more formal. It's kind of a date night destination. But also out on the patio, which is a fully enclosed patio. So don't think of a, uncovered, sheltered patio, but it's fully covered. And out there we do our happy hour menu, which is pub-style food. You know, it's some smaller bites. There's burgers, there's pizzas, there's mac and cheese, and things of that nature.
And great margaritas.
I'm sorry? And great margaritas, yeah. No, we're known for our margaritas, yeah. Steve Brown, who's the bar manager, has a great recipe for handmade margaritas from scratch. Mm-hmm. And you can't drink just one. So I'm
there.
Just,
you go.
Thanks,
Tom. You had to tell everybody you can't just drink one, right?
Drink responsibly, but you can't just have one.
There you go. And you know what? I also want to just mention something, because I've had a lot of gatherings in your private room, And we are already in September. I can't believe it. People are starting to think of holidays right now, of having holiday parties. And I know that your room is going to book up fast. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it is already starting to book up. So our private wine room holds up to 40 guests, and it is an ideal location venue for privacy and private dining. It's completely private with its own doors, its own restroom. And yeah, December is a very popular month, obviously, with a lot of the holiday gatherings. So the best way to book something is to call the restaurant. The phone number is 805-388-5550, and ask for some information about the wine room, and I can get all the information. There is also a link on the website. If you click on private dining info, that will take you to the menu options and some additional information about booking the wine room as a private event. But we also rent out the beer garden as well, which can hold 60 guests. We do buffet out there.
Really cool.
We have a couple rooms for private dining, whether it's for the holidays or, you know, an anniversary or a birthday. It's been well received, and people just love both rooms, actually.
Right. So I just have to add your music. You know, you have like great music to just share with everyone. You know, one, we definitely want you to come on September 7th to the comedy night, but that's not the only night that you can come and enjoy. It's funny because I'm there often. Okay, I'm just going to say it. And I see the same people there for all the different things. And so they have great music, too. So, Tom, just brief everybody on the music, you know, the nights that you have people playing.
Sure. We've expanded our music lineup. We went from just Friday and Saturday nights to now we're doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we got four nights a week. Wednesdays and Thursdays, typically a solo performer, either a pianist or a guitarist, for some lighter background music while you dine. And then Friday and Saturday nights, we kick it up a notch, usually bring in a duo, or at least a duo or a trio, and kind of the night revolves around the live music, and there's dancing during those nights. Music starts at 6:30, goes to 9:30 on the weekends, and starts at 6 on Wednesday and Thursday night. So, you know, we wanted to, with the supper club feel and the Manhattan style of the restaurant, we wanted to make music a big part of the dining experience. So we've invested in that, and it's really paid off. Gotten a lot of good feedback on the live music being a part of the dining experience.
Just want to interrupt you for 1 second. It's like a party in there. I'm telling you, it is so much fun, and people get really relaxed and just have a great time. I can't even imagine comedy night, kind of the same thing. It's not like everybody's in their seats or their tables, but everybody's up dancing. It's a nice party. You guys definitely got to join us.
Yeah. It's we try to promote fun, you know, and our hectic busy lives get in the way of fun. And so we want to try and make sure that, you know, we have a venue to so people can, you know, without having to drive to LA or up to Santa Barbara, you know, here locally in Ventura County, you know, they can for a short drive, they can get to a place that has comedy or live music. And you know, we just really appreciate, you know, things happen for a reason. And Rochelle came into our restaurant about over a year ago and said, "This looks great for comedy. Have you ever thought about doing comedy?" And I said, Well, now I have. So, you know, it's really been a great partnership with her and Get to the Punch Productions. And she's done a phenomenal job of promoting the restaurant, just like you, you know. So I surround myself with great partners, and it has really, really paid off. So, you know, if you want to have fun, come down to the Manhattan.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Well, again, Rochelle, I can't wait to meet you. And Tom, always a great time. And let's just give out the website one more time. But you hear them on my show. You see them in my newsletters. You hear the commercial. Definitely, we welcome you.
Yeah. So the website is www.themanhattanofcamarillo.com. And again, when you get on there, you can see private dining information. You can click on entertainment and events, and that will have all of our entertainment, including the comedy night on our calendar. Or you can call the restaurant, 805-388-5550, and we'd be more than happy to give you any information about the things that we do here at the Manhattan.
Got it. All right. Thank you, guys. And thanks for joining us, you know, here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Take care. Okay. All right. Bye, Rochelle. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we are just going to roll right into our next guest. And she's been on my show before. And of course, we're talking about Florence and Romano. And of course, I love this topic. It's really about being where you're wanted. Have you ever walked in and you just, I almost want to say, I'm probably going to date myself here, but cheers. You just walk in and you are just feeling really good. Well, Florence has written a book, A Guide to Finding Joy and Community in Every Stage of Your Life. And so let's welcome Florence. Are you there?
I'm here, Kim. So good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, you too. And thank you so much for joining us. Talk to us about who you are. And of course, this is such a cool thing to really be talking about. I don't think we ever really talk about that energy that's in a room when you walk in and you feel so welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything is energy in the world. We are energy, and energy, as we learn from science, is never lost, never destroyed. And I think that's such a fascinating concept. And I have been in the personal growth capacity for a while now, and I wrote my book that you mentioned, Build Your Village, A Guide to Finding Joy and Community in Every Stage of Life. I really wrote that because after COVID, I found that connection was really very difficult for people to access again. Not only did people not know how to connect again, they kind of didn't want to after all was said and done, and we had all come out of that hibernation. And all of a sudden, we were hit with this loneliness epidemic in our country, absolutely plaguing our country in every way, and people waking up wondering why they felt depleted, why they didn't feel inspired, why they felt this unbelievable depth of loneliness. And this idea of energy and putting yourself in situations where you are going to positively feed off of that, you're going to be positively influenced from that, that changes the whole vibration of your life.
Wow, and so true. But, you know, there are those people that are a little needy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, and did I say that politely? You know,
yes, that, you did. And you I know, think we all can relate. Yes.
Yeah, that you're like, is there any way you could just, you know, maybe like pick up my kids, or could you just, when you're at the grocery store, could you grab this? And then you go, yeah, no problem, because there are people like that. Okay. And then there's the people that you go, hey, oh, you're there. Could you grab me? You know what? I'm not going that way. Sorry. Like, really? So how do you, like, start looking for those friends that reciprocate? Or is it just a trial and error?
You know, in my book, I talk about these six archetypes of villagers. And so you're hitting the nail on the head. The six archetypes. You have accepting, dependable, communicator, cheerleader, organizer, and healer. And I won't get into all of it. However, what I want to mention about that is the person you're describing that is constantly depending on you for something and it's not reciprocal, this can be kind of muddy waters because you don't want to keep track or keep score in a friendship like you did this for me and I'm going to do this for you. And I'll tell you what, Kim, a big reason why people don't ask for help in our world today, and not even just our world today, I think historically too, is because they don't want to feel like they have an outstanding debt to someone that they're going to have to repay. Like, gosh, you know, I had you pick up my kids that day and now I'm going to have to repay that at some point. Not sure when I'm going to be able to do it. And that's just going to be hanging over my head. So I think we're talking about two very different situations, but two very real situations where you do want to ask for help. You do want to have that village and your people behind you that you can depend on, but you don't want to be that needy person that always is asking and not giving. So I think taking inventory of how we are participating in our relationships, that's the key.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let me ask you this. You know, there's the people that I'm a listener now, because, and I've always been a hair therapist, so I do more listening than talking, believe it or not. I know you guys are all going, wait a minute, you know. But there's people that, you know, really never ask how you are. And you're like, so how's everything going? And they blah, 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 blah. And then before you know it, you're like, okay, well, it's really great seeing you. You know, what are those people? Who are those people?
You know, it's funny. I was picturing those people in my life as you started describing them, where I know if I'm going to dinner or coffee with this person, they're going to do all the talking. And sometimes I'm happy they're going to do all the talking because I'm talked out. I'm like, you know what? This is great. This is going to be an hour where I don't have to do the gabbing.
Exactly.
And so sometimes that's a relief. But the people like that you're talking about, I often think that there's something else going on below the surface there when someone really is focused all on themselves. Are they nervous? And that's why they constantly are talking and they're just uncomfortable in their own skin. They're worried about filling the silence. Are they lacking something in their relationships and their support systems where as soon as they get together with you, they're just unloading because they don't have that chance. They don't have that outlet. So I feel like giving people a lot of grace in our world is probably an important piece of it, too. But certainly you can create boundaries with someone like that. If that is someone who is a time suck for you or an energy suck for you, you know, maybe you don't always, you know, take that invitation to get together with them because you know what that's going to entail. You can create those boundaries for yourself in those relationships.
I like that. So, Florence, talk to us a little bit. How did you get into this? And I'm even looking at some of the things. You're the founding member of Sesame Street's Leadership Council. What's that?
Is that really Sesame Street? It's the Sesame Street, the one you know and love for over 50 years. So, you know, to answer your first question, I got into this kind of line of work, this capacity in my life because I had been a child care provider for over 15 years. I was a nanny. So I really got to experience the dynamics of families in a lot of different ways. And then that has led me to doing a lot of different things in terms of just the village and all the ways that the village is created, regardless of whether or not you have children. I wanted everyone to feel like they could find their people, that they deserved a community, whether or not they were a parent. And the Sesame Street aspect of it, several years ago now, Sesame Street was looking to gain advocates throughout the United States and was selecting people from different states to really be an advocate for the brand and an advocate for the content. And I've always loved Sesame Street. I have a special needs brother that grew up watching it alongside us and who still watches it at 36 years old today. And so Sesame Street's been very important to me, certainly with the education of children and especially the education of my brother. I am one of the advocates in the state of Illinois where I live, promoting all of the wonderful things that Sesame Street does globally and internationally.
Wow, that's wonderful. Great. And talk to us about your book, your newest book, and how many books do you have?
So I wrote Nanny and Me First. That was a few years ago. And that was a book to help children and parents understand the transition of being cared for by your parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. Because okay. the statistic in our world today is over 65% of families in the United States have a nanny or a caretaker. And so I looked at that and I thought, gosh, this is not a trend. This is our culture today. You know, we have people helping us raise our children. And we're doing kids and parents a disservice by not talking about how beautiful that is and how you want to pay attention and make sure that you're selecting that person for your family in a really intentional way. Then as COVID hit and I started looking at our kind of ecosystem, our landscape of connection and people, I heard people keep saying, you know, where is this village? You know, they always say that there's this village, takes a village to raise a child. And I thought, oh, that's so funny. You know, someone needs to write a book with the roadmap to this village. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to do that. I'm going to create that roadmap. And that's where I developed these six archetypes. And again, I want it to be for every stage of life, for every person, no matter if you have children or not. And no matter what you were born into, whatever village you were born into, life you were born into, family you were born into, I want you to feel empowered that you can create that life for yourself, that village and community for yourself.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so another question. So do you have children?
I do not. I would love to one day. I feel like I've been a mother to many, many children.
Okay, will you hire a nanny?
Oh, I absolutely will. You know, I really do feel, Kim, that, you know, you surround people, surround kids with as much love as they can get in their life. And, you know, I got to see it from the nanny side. I got to see what it was like to be a part of so many different families and so many different children, which, by the way, I stay in contact with all the children I nannied for. One of my nanny kids just had a baby herself. I mean, and it was a beautiful moment.
That's beautiful.
You know, I would do it. You know, because I think a lot of people, Kim, feel like, you know, the nanny is going to replace you in some sort of way. And I always say, look at the nanny as like an aunt or an uncle or a godparent. Wouldn't you want your child to form a relationship with a family member or one of your best friends in that close and personal way? And the answer is usually yes. Well, you have to look at the nanny the same way. It's just another person to love them.
Yeah, that's so true. And honestly, it's like another right arm, right?
I mean,
it can help you create your dream and still like be a parent. And I think there's a lot of shame that was put into that. But, you know, at the same time, it's, you know, there's a lot of order that can help you in your everyday life. So I think there's a win-win on there. You just have to find the right people in your life. And again, then that goes back to finding your village, right? And guide to finding. So let me ask you, you know, as you get older and maybe you don't have children anymore and you're trying to, you know, I hear it all the time. People are isolated. People are lonely and they're trying to find their tribe. What would be some of the tips to reach out to people and be able to do that?
I always say to look at the low-hanging fruit in your life because, you know, people read these books, these personal growth books, and they think, oh, my gosh, this is so difficult. I'm not going to do this. This is such a heavy lift. I don't want it to be that way. I want people to feel like this is accessible for them no matter where they are in the country, in this world, and no matter what their ecosystem, like I said, looks like. So one of my top tips, and I really stand by this, is philanthropy. I feel like philanthropy is a great way to connect you and you get the best of a lot of worlds, right, Kim? I mean, so start thinking about what makes your heart beat, what makes it pitter-patter, how can you give back? And, you know, start doing that Google search, you know, see what's around in your community, whether it's a food kitchen or you're going to volunteer at an elderly home, you know, people who desperately need connection, desperately need someone to chat with. Whatever it is, you know, that makes your heart beat, you're going to get something from that. You're probably going to meet people that are like-minded, have similar values to you, and all of a sudden, you're going to gain some purpose in life. You're going to have a mission, and you're also going to probably find a new group of friends.
I 100% agree with you. You know what? Go do what you love doing. That's what I usually tell people. Go do what you love doing. First of all, if you're a hiker, go to, like, you know, join a meetup group that people are hiking. Join next door and find, you know, things that people are doing, pickleball, you know, bowling. I mean, there's a zillion things. And then the other thing is, you know, find an organization, a foundation that you can have something that you can give. And giving of yourself and giving of your time is like, once you do that, oh my gosh, you're just going to be filled with love and joy. And so I think that just is right there.
That's beautiful. And I could not agree more. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, you writing an enormous check. I think people sometimes
feel
charity.
I think so too, yeah.
Right? Philanthropy, charity. People get confused about that, thinking that it has to be this enormous gesture. And it's not. You know, I just recently found out about someone in my community whose mom went into hospice. And, you know, you don't want to bug them, right? You want to give them their space. You want to let them do what they need to do. But a simple text message saying, hey, you know what? I know you've got kids. If you ever need me to scoop them up after school, take them to a practice, or we can just do a food drop. You don't even need to see us. We'll just do a food drop for you right at the front door, and it can be there, give you groceries for the week. It can be stuff like that where it, you know, it's not such an enormous gesture, and it's not going so out of your way. It's just thinking about others, just knowing if I were in their shoes, what would help me at that moment?
There you go. I love it. And then it really is putting yourself in those places. You know, if you, and you know, it's funny, you know how, like, I think texting, and I don't even know if this is in your group, in your book at all, but we've gotten into a different place now of communicating, and it's just, it's like a text, okay, instead of a phone call. But what's your thought on that?
You know, with text, you know, I feel like it has its purpose. You know, I'm never someone that's going to condemn technology, but everything
needs
to be done in moderation, right, Kim? But I feel like we have a hard time in society being moderate in any sort of way. The pendulum swings so far in everything we do. It's so intense. And so there's a time and a place for it. One thing I've started to do, actually, is instead of sending a text message, I use the voice note.
Thing on the phone too. That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah. There's something more personal about it. It's another step from the texting where it's like, you know what? I want you to hear my voice. I want you to hear the inflection and what I mean. I want to say more than I can just in a text message because I'm going to be lazy about it because I don't want to type it out like that. You know, so there are ways to communicate in technology. There's a time and a place for all of it, but don't devalue the in-person connection. There really isn't anything like it. And I understand it can't always be done. But when you can connect with someone in person, gosh, I know how it fills me up, how it recharges me. So take those chances when you have it.
Now, here's one other thing. And great. I mean, this is just so great. We're just touching on a lot of things that you can bring to your tribe, your community. But what about, you know, keeping in touch with your friends? You know, I mean, I have a friend that has a list of everybody, and she just kind of, I mean, she's like the best. I have to give it to her. Half is business, half is not, but she like touches 5 people, I think, every week or something like
mm-hmm.
that. What's
mm-hmm.
your thought?
I love that. I actually do something similar, and this is in my book too. I actually keep the threads in my text threads. I keep them open. I don't delete all of them, I guess I will say. I don't delete all of my texts. Because it reminds me sometime during the day, you know, when I'm scrolling through on my phone, because we're on our phone all day long. Oh, you know what? I need to check on that person. Oh, I'm just going to say hi and pop in and say, I hope you're having an amazing day. I intentionally scroll through every day my text threads to see who I need to check in and pop in on, or who could use, a funny meme or something like that. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I also use my calendar to remind me of things like everybody does. I'll have a phone call with someone and they'll be like, oh gosh, I have a really big doctor's appointment about my, you know, fertility next week. And I'm nervous about it. Could you think of me? I'll put it in my phone. Takes me, you know, 60 seconds. Reminder that, you know, I'm going to use the name Melissa has a fertility appointment, check in. So then, you know, that day or the day before, I'll say, hey, I'm sending you good vibes. I'm praying for you, whatever it is, to remind me to check in on them. It takes no time at all to put that in your calendar to remind you to show up for somebody.
Right. Or if somebody's having a surgery or any of those things, it's like that moment of like, thanks for thinking about me, you know?
Right.
Thanks for thinking about me. And I love that. That is really, it brings you joy and it brings the other person joy. So I love this. So let me ask you a question. Where do we find your book?
I would love to talk to any of you. I answer every DM on social media. So Florence Ann Romano, Instagram, Facebook, and then you can also go to my website, florenceann.com. You can get my book there or anywhere books are sold. I also have tons of blogs and lots of information about a lot of the things we talked about today, but don't hesitate to reach out to me.
I love it. I love your enthusiasm, and I love that you're like me. We really want people to live on the brighter side of life, and if you feel disconnected, I want to just say this to my listeners. Please reach out to me. That phone number, 805-419-0008. You are part of my community. You are why I do what I do every single week. And so bringing you the brighter side of life with all my guests is really just creating, I'm going to use your words, a friendship village. And that's what it's all about. So I love it. Florence, please share our show with everyone. And thank you so much. This has been really, really fun. And download our podcast too.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. It's always good to talk to you, Kim. You're always a ray of light. Thanks for having me.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. Well, for our listeners, if you missed any part of our show, download our podcast. It's on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, you name it. It's the Kim Pagano Show. We'd love to see you there. Leave us a little rating or a little note of what you love. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. When you feel like giving up, remember that every dark night is followed by a bright day. And your day, I wish you a brighter day. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.